what is being heard is what is going on. There is no choice. Africa is full of deviations, is full of negativities, and if that is what is on the table, then the journalist does have, you know, does have a choice. To find a good news is like looking for a needle in a dumpster.
Wow.
And it is not easy. So again, I think we have to be realistic. It is sad that is what, you know, the reality is right now. It is up to Africans to change the image. Media should not become a scapegoat to try to escape one's responsibility.
You mentioned that it wouldn't be news to share a positive story about an entrepreneur, but I think it would be extremely good to get an interview with Aliko Dangote, the richest man in Africa, to inspire young Africans to achieve similar goals.
And the media has done that. The media has covered positive news.
The bottom line is that for me as a journalist, we sit around a table in our newsroom every day and decide how to balance the news out to make sure that we create a balanced picture of what goes on in Africa and in South Africa. And it's a daily struggle. So it's not something that we'll have a magic potion to anytime soon. But I can assure you as a journalist myself that this is something we grapple with all the time and we try to get it right every day.